Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen-style ride groove in Ableton Live 12 that gives your drum and bass track serious forward motion, while still leaving tons of room for a massive sub to hit clean and hard. This is a beginner-friendly sound design and groove lesson, but the results can sound properly heavy if you do it right. The big idea here is simple. The ride should support the break, not fight it. It should add energy, attitude, and jungle movement, while the low end stays open for the kick and sub to do the real damage. So let's get into it. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass range. If you want a modern DNB feel, go around 170 to 175 BPM. If you want something a little more jungle leaning, 160 to 170 BPM works great too. Now drag an Amen break into an audio track, or into simpler if you want to chop it later. If needed, warp the loop so it locks tightly to the grid. At this stage, make sure your kick and snare pattern feels solid before you add anything extra. That's important, because the ride will only sound good if it sits on top of a groove that already works. Now let's choose a ride sound. You want something bright enough to cut through, but not so splashy that it takes over the whole top end. A clean ride sample is a great place to start. A slightly dirty breakbeat ride can work really well too. You could also use a jazz ride hit with a shorter tail, or even grab a ride from a live drum loop. What are we listening for? You want a clear stick attack, controlled sustain, and not too much low mid ring. Avoid samples that have that harsh metallic fizz up in the top end, because those can get tiring fast in a dense DNB mix. Once you've got a ride sample, put it on its own MIDI track. Drop Simpler onto the track and load the ride into it. Set Simpler to one-shot mode if you want individual hits. If you want a little more control over the envelope, Classic mode is useful too. If the transient feels messy, adjust the start point so the hit begins cleanly. Leave transpose at zero unless the sample really needs a small tonal shift. If the ride is too long, shorten the volume envelope a bit. The goal is a ride that feels controlled, tight, and ready to sit in a busy break. Now comes the fun part. Programming the groove. The mistake a lot of beginners make is treating the ride like a straight 4/4 top loop, almost like a house hi-hat pattern. That's not what we want here. In Amen style DNB, the ride should interlock with the break and help drive the rhythm forward. A really easy starting point is the offbeat pattern. Place the ride on the end counts, so it hits on 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and. That immediately gives you movement without cluttering the kick and snare. If you want a little more push, try adding syncopation. For example, keep the offbeats, but add a few extra hits like 2A and 4A. That little bit of urgency can make a rolling tune feel more alive. Another great approach is to place ride accents around the break itself. Add one hit just after the snare, another before a fill, or a lighter hit right before the bar loops back around. That helps the ride feel like part of the Amen, not something pasted on top of it. Now let's make it feel human. If every hit lands perfectly on the grid, the groove can sound stiff. So after you've programmed the notes, give the timing a little movement. You can use Groove Pool if you want a swing template, or just manually nudge some hits slightly late. A good beginner trick is to move every second or third ride hit a few milliseconds behind the beat, while keeping the main accents tight. That gives you that rolling, skippy jungle feel without making the rhythm fall apart. Think of it as tiny timing imperfection adding character. Now we'll shape the sound with a simple stock Ableton chain. Start with EQ8. This is where you clean up the ride and make room for the sub. High pass it somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. That gets rid of unnecessary low mid junk and keeps the bottom of the mix clear. If the ride feels harsh, make a small dip somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz. If it's too dull, add a gentle high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. One really important point here: do not boost the low end of a ride. In drum and bass, that space belongs to the sub. If the ride starts living in the lower mids or low end, it will steal weight from the whole drop. Next, add drum bus. This is great for giving cymbals a bit more attitude and presence. Keep the drive low to moderate, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch subtle, or switch it off if the ride starts sounding ugly. You can nudge transient up a little if you want more attack. Usually, boom stays off for ride cymbals. We want weight in the track, but not from the cymbal itself. After that, try saturator. A little saturation can thicken the ride and help it cut through busy Amen layers. Soft sine or analog clip are both good starting points. Drive it by about 1 to 4 dB, then match the output so you're not just fooling yourself with extra volume. The goal is density, not just loudness. Then use utility to keep the stereo image under control. A ride that's too wide can make the mix feel splashy and less focused. Try width around 80 to 100%. If it feels too spread out, narrow it slightly. In heavier DNB, a focused top layer often feels more powerful than a giant wash of cymbal in the stereo field. If you want a little space, you can add a very small amount of reverb, but be careful. Use a short, dark reverb. Keep the decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Use a little pre-delay, and cut the high and low ends so it doesn't smear the groove. Keep the dry wet low, maybe 5 to 10% at most. In dark DNB, less really is more. Now let's talk about the most important part of the lesson, making the ride work with the sub. Your ride should never make the sub feel smaller. The sub usually lives below 100 Hz, while the ride should mostly live above 2 to 3k Hz. If the ride has too much energy in the 200 to 800 Hz range, it can muddy the mix and reduce impact. So loop the amen, the ride, and your sub together. Listen carefully. If the sub starts feeling thinner when the ride comes in, lower the ride level a little, or reduce some low-mid content with EQ. Sometimes just dropping the ride by 1 to 3 dB is enough. You can also remove a hit or shorten the decay if the pattern feels too crowded. This is one of those mixing lessons that really matters in drum and bass. Impact comes from space as much as loudness. A cleaner top end almost always makes the low end hit harder. Next, add velocity variation. In the MIDI editor, don't keep every note at the same strength. Make the main offbeat stronger, around 90 to 110 in velocity. Keep supporting hits lighter, maybe around 55 to 80. If you add ghost-like pickups, push those down to around 35 to 50. That little variation makes the groove feel much more human. Real drummers don't strike every cymbal with identical force, and your pattern will sound more alive if you respect that. Now think about arrangement, not just loop building. A ride groove should evolve over the track. In the intro, you might start with just a few filtered ride hits. In the drop, bring in the full pattern so it locks with the amen and the sub. In a breakdown, pull the ride back or automate it down so there's space for atmosphere, pads, or bass movement. Right before a fill or switch, use a short ride burst or a pickup to create tension. This is how you keep the listener engaged. If the ride is identical for the whole track, it can get tiring fast. Small changes make a huge difference. Let's add a little automation too. You can automate the EQ high shelf up slightly as you approach a drop, which gives the ride a bit more energy. You can automate the reverb down, or narrow the utility width in the intro and open it up in the drop. You can even increase saturator drive just a touch in more intense sections. Keep it subtle. These are small moves, but they make the arrangement feel like it's breathing. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the ride too loud. If it dominates the mix, the sub loses authority. Don't leave too much low-mid content in the sample. That's where mud lives. Don't use a huge splashy ride tail unless you really want that effect, because it can blur the groove. And don't leave the same loop running unchanged forever, because even a good pattern gets stale if it never evolves. Here are a few heavier DNB tips if you want to push this further. Try darkening the ride with filtering if it feels too shiny. A low-pass or gentle band-pass filter can help it sit better in dark rollers or text-up style sections. You can also layer a quiet noisy texture underneath, like vinyl noise, room noise, a shaker, or a filtered brake hat. That gives movement without stealing space from the sub. If the ride clashes with the kick or sub transients, try a tiny bit of sidechain compression. Just a few dB of gain reduction is enough. You want it to step out of the way, not pump dramatically. And if you want a rougher jungle feel, resample the ride track to audio, add a bit of dirt, then chop it again. That can give the sound a more baked-in, custom character. One mindset shift that helps a lot is this: think in call and response. Let the kick and sub speak, let the snare hit, and let the ride answer. That conversation between elements is what makes the groove feel heavy and musical instead of crowded. Let's do a quick practice exercise. Build a 2-bar amen plus ride loop. Put the amen on one track, put the ride on a separate MIDI track using Simpler. Program the ride on 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and in the first bar, then try 1 and, 2 and, 2a, 3 and, 4 and in the second bar. Vary the velocity so the main offbeats are stronger and the extra pickup on 2a is lighter. Then add EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. High pass the ride around 300 Hz. If it feels harsh, cut a little around 7 to 8k Hz. Loop it with a simple sine or sub bass note and ask yourself, does the sub still feel huge? Does the ride add energy without clutter? And does the groove still feel like jungle or drum and bass? If you want an extra challenge, make 2 versions. One should be drier and tighter. The other should be a little more washed and atmospheric. Compare them and listen for which one lets the sub hit hardest. So to wrap up, the core idea is this. Place the ride with intent, shape it with simple stock devices, keep it out of the sub's way, and let small timing and velocity changes bring the groove to life. If you do that, your track won't just sound like an amen break with a cymbal on top. It'll feel like a proper drum and bass movement, with heavyweight low end and a top layer that drives the whole thing forward. That's the sound. Tight, rolling, and ready to knock.